You can define this on the model level, either using an attribute or on the DB context model creation, you can configure this programmatically. Now, I would be lying if I was saying that I really remember that attribute from top of my mind. I believe it's something like not mapped, but I would quickly find it in the documentation and just put to Google ignore property mapping or RAM entity framework, hit enter. Very likely there will be a first link to Stack Overflow or to MSDN documentation, and based on that you will figure out what's the name of the attribute.